Read a media statement. Look, I mean, I'm probably overreacting to the language in the media statement. It was a media statement from Parliament, the chairperson of the Portfolio Committee on Health, issuing a statement earlier today saying that the deaths of babies in Tembisa Hospital is regrettable. Well, it's a lot more than regrettable. That's what I mean. I mean, it's obscene. It's possibly, probably criminal. It's a heck of a lot more than regrettable. Also, the fact that it took a long time for us to be told about the fact that 17 babies contracted the Klebsiella pneumonia in November and December, and 10 of those died. Sibongile Shabalala is the national chair of the Treatment Action Campaign, very active in the health space. Sibongile, good afternoon. I mean, do you agree with me that it's a lot more than regrettable?
Good afternoon. I really agree with you that it's not just as regrettable, but it's a crisis, and it's not explainable the way things are happening in the public sector and the way they're representable. It's because it sounds as if it's just a normal thing to happen, and it needs to be taken like that. We cannot normalize the death of 10 children in the hospital. So that is not just regrettable, but it's a disaster. It's worrying, and it needs emergent attention.
So, yeah, that what you said there rang true with me, because it's this kind of, oh, well, we're really sorry it happened. It's because the hospital is overcrowded, and when hospitals are overcrowded, infection prevention and control measures do kind of fall by the wayside, and we're really sorry, but, hey, 10 babies died. Perhaps I'm being a little unkind, but that's the way it's come across. There hasn't been a sense from the health authorities of the horror of the situation.
The question that we need to ask ourselves, what is the department doing, what is our government doing to address these issues of overcrowding, of children dying? Because the issue of overcrowding in hospitals, in clinics, we've been raising it for a very long time as organizations, or as CAC, or organizations that are working in the health sector, to say we are having hospitals that are very old. When you look at that hospital, Tembisa Hospital, that hospital was built way before 1994, and it was allocated for only a certain number of population. And now the population has grown. And what is the government doing to rescue out health, because we've been saying that health is in crisis. They are able to rescue out ESCOM. They are able to rescue out SAA. Today in the news, I was listening about $2 billion that is allocated to rescue SAA. But how much are we is the government putting to rescue people's lives? How much are we putting in that, in the sector of health, because that is a very important sector? As much as we want to rescue ESCOM, rescue SAA, but then when are we rescuing health? Because our health system is in crisis, and now we are pushing for NHI. How is NHI going to fix all the problems that we are having? Because the way we see it, the very same NHI, it will cause more problems, because there's nothing right in the public sector.
Yeah, and all of the focus is on the NHI. Well, not all of the focus, but it does appear as if a lot of the focus is on preparing the ground for the NHI. And I've yet to be persuaded how the introduction of the National Health Insurance Scheme is going to prevent things like this that happened at Tembisa Hospital.
The unfortunate part, and the honest truth that we need to be honest as a country, and our government needs to be honest. You know, you cannot put a paper on the cracked wall and think that crack will disappear. At some time, that crack will come back. The thing is that our healthcare system is broken, and our healthcare system is in crisis. We don't have infrastructure. like the infrastructure is not adequate, and it's not a quality health infrastructure that can cater for our population. And secondly, we have a shortage of staff in almost every facility, and we are struggling of medicines. The infection control is another thing. So as much as they are saying that NHI will address these things, but honestly, they don't even have a plan on how NHI will address all the things that we've been raising to say, fix the primary healthcare system, fix these infrastructures, put money on infection control, human resource, how are you going to do it? Instead of them fixing those problems, they are busy retrenching staff in areas like Limpopo. So actually we are going deeper than and deeper than getting better. So I don't see NHI, or we don't see NHI as TAC or PHIV sector to say, how is it going to resolve all these problems? We are allying to ourselves with all these problems.
Sibongile Shabalala, thanks very much for talking to us, National Chairperson of the Treatment Action Campaign.